I was angry. I would become angry and I would question, what the heck am I doing and what am I doing this for? Because there's a huge cost to this, emotionally, just physical health, financially as well, because we had to travel to Williams Lake every 3 or 4 months or whatever it was for a very long period of time. And then one questions, okay, am I sane? Where's my sanity in all this? And then you have to go deep inside and remember, like, I have 2 daughters of my own, and why am I doing this? Well, I'm doing this so he won't harm other girls. I'm doing this so that the world will be safer for my daughters and other daughters out there. I'm doing this so I could be, my sisters can be a collective voice for all those that can't stand up for themselves. So there's a bigger purpose. There's a bigger sense of duty that calls. And there's no way once you've aligned with that, which I was able to do, that one can just pull away and say, no, I'm throwing in the towel. Even though we've had so many disappointments through this whole court case process, I would still encourage women to own their own stories, go inside them and acknowledge, you know, whatever trauma or abuse that they suffered, whether, you know, it's a girl or a boy or you're a man or a woman. So any trauma that you've suffered, just, you know, own your own stories, embrace it, go tell it to a friend, go tell it to a counselor, reach out for support, because keeping it inside is only going to make you unhealthy, and the toxic, you know, the trauma will just fester inside you and come out in different ways that one would not like, which means depression or suicide or other health diseases, right? So just don't bury it. Don't suffocate in it. Acknowledge your story. And things that happen to us only happen to our body. It's up to us to realize that we're not just our body. We're much more than that. We have a guiding light inside us. We have a soul. We are more than just our bodies. And don't let the trauma dictate the rest of your life, because you can still thrive and flourish. And my sisters and I are an example of that, that no matter what we've been through, we still stand strong. And even though we just received this disappointing decision from the judge that the guy walks scot-free, we still march forward in with love and compassion and spreading the message that we can to the best of our ability for everyone to find their truth inside and connect with their inner selves.